She was a sour, spiteful creature. The wrinkles of contempt crossed the wrinkles of peevishness and made her face as full of wrinkles as a pat of butter. If ever a king could be justified in forgetting anybody, this king was justified in forgetting his sister, even at a christening. She looked very odd too. Her forehead was as large as all the rest of her face and projected over it like a precipice. When she was angry, her little eyes flashed blue. When she hated anybody, they shone yellow and green. Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath a flower pot. He began to turn them over carefully, looking under each. Presently, Peter sneezed. Ka-choo! Mr. McGregor was after him in no time and tried to put his foot upon Peter, who jumped out of a window, upsetting three plants. "How uncomfortable it is," whispered Catherine. "Not to have a single acquaintance here." "Yes, my dear," replied Mrs. Allen with perfect serenity. "It is very uncomfortable indeed." "What shall we do? The gentlemen and ladies at this table look as if they wondered why we came here. We seem forcing ourselves into their party."
"Aye, so we do. That is very disagreeable. I wish we had a larger acquaintance here."
"I wish we had any. It would be somebody to go to."
"Very true, my dear. And if we knew anybody, we would join them directly. The Skinners were here last year. I wish they were here now.